You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Today, we're diving into a major milestone for Southern Oregon's economic and community recovery following the devastating 2020 Alameda wildfire. We're talking about the Wine Country Biking Routes Project for Talon and Phoenix, Oregon. This project recently secured a highly competitive spot in Travel Oregon's multi-year Recreation Ready program. It's one of only 8 projects selected statewide. Joining me in the studio are two leaders at the heart of this effort. Darby Ayers Flood is Executive Director of the Talon Business Alliance, and she's also Mayor of the City of Talon. Welcome, Darby.
Thank you for having me, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Also, we have Bob Hackett. He's the Executive Director of Travel Southern Oregon. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Darby, let's start with you. This idea for Wine Country Biking Routes Project, it was selected for support from Travel Oregon. Tell me about it.
Well, we have an incredible strategic plan developed after a year-long process that identifies bicycling as a key driver for tourism economy. And Travel Oregon knows that, and we know that. So we put in an application for a grant that's really about a two-year-long process, starting off with a year of technical assistance to develop a plan in this particular case, we'll be focusing on the Greenway, and I'd love to tell you more about that. And then ultimately, we'll have an opportunity to apply for some funding to implement the plan in phase two. So we were super excited to apply for it, thrilled to get it, and yeah, onward.
Well, walk me through the steps of how this idea came about.
Well, actually, this came about through a partnership with the Talent Business Alliance, the City of Talent, and Travel Southern Oregon. Bob Hackett, his office is in Talent, and we had an opportunity to really talk about how to revitalize in a way that really leverages what Talent has and what Talent does really well and what we do. We're surrounded by beautiful biking roads out in the county through the orchards and the vineyards. And so we developed a strategic plan over the course of a year. We partnered together and funded a AmeriCorps participant, a rare participant, to come into our community and spend a year in our community and helping us develop a comprehensive economic revitalization plan for destination development. So that's really where this comes from.
Okay, so this project came out of that plan.
It did. It's one element of really what I call often a three-legged stool. This is one of the legs of the stool, is bicycling through our ag lands and connectivity through our communities, to our arts and culture, to our restaurants, and connecting to the Greenway.
Okay, and so the Greenway is an existing infrastructure. Tell me about that.
The Greenway is a 20-mile path that goes from Ashland to Central Point. It's got an incredible history. I always invite people to jump online and read about it. It's a neat project. But it runs right through the heart of both Talent and Phoenix. It connects our two communities, and it's a natural, really spine of a bikeway to pull our two communities together in a collaborative effort to leverage that incredible asset and bring people to our communities through bicycling.
Okay. And Bob, from your perspective at Travel Southern Oregon, why was this specific project a standout candidate for Travel Oregon's apparently highly competitive Recreation Ready program?
Well, it is a highly competitive program. So hats off to Darby and the group for getting the grant. When we talk about in the tourism industry, we talk about destination development. The first approach is to just have good sense of what you've already got. What do you have on the ground in these places? And oftentimes, it's mostly rural places. And those of us who live in rural places, we know there's a ton of stuff on the ground. There's a ton of infrastructure already there. But when we in tourism come together, you start to use that word destination. So what makes a great place a destination, right? Where you live is one thing. Creating a destination is another. And the work of getting Cecilia Bagnoli, let's name our awesome AmeriCorps volunteer who wrote this plan.
Really.
Cecilia came in and spent a year with Darby and Talent doing just that, exploring a destination strategic plan for Talent and Phoenix. And you look at it, particularly Ashland on one side, Medford on the other, recovering communities after not just after a fire, but also just rural communities in and of themselves, with some opportunity to really distinguish themselves in a way that's very different than Ashland and Medford. And you know what? Visitors are looking for that kind of thing. That's the kind of thing that we know. I live up the Wagner Creek Valley. I see people on their bikes doing these routes every day anyway. Let's formalize it. Let's work with the county. Let's get some signage. Let's make it attractive and hook downtown talent and downtown Phoenix to what's already going on.
Well, Darby, these routes, these biking routes, they'll link the Bear Creek Greenway to local wineries, farms, and cultural sites from what I understand. How long are these routes, and what kind of experience can a cyclist expect?
I think it's really important to identify what we're really after. And in this case, it's really about hooking bicyclists out into our orchards and our vineyards. I mean, as a bicyclist myself, it's extraordinary riding. It's absolutely beautiful in the outlying areas of both Phoenix and Talent. It's just an eyeful.
Okay, so there are a number of orchards out there, and we're not talking about putting people into wineries and
that's
then
right.
back on bicycles.
We're not promoting drinking and riding, but we are promoting riding through the vineyards as well.
Yep.
And it's just beautiful riding. Again, just to kind of reiterate what Bob said, it's really about leveraging our best assets. Mm-hmm. making bicycling a safe and really extraordinary experience.
Okay, and so they'll leave the Bear Creek Greenway and explore some of these routes into cultural sites, into wine country, and other places that help them better integrate and understand the beauty and the culture of Talent and Phoenix.
That's right, and I think it's important to acknowledge what this part of the plan will do. So this project is going to really focus on the Greenway piece. So there's a lot of development that's still necessary in terms of wayfinding and connectivity. That is ultimately where this is going. But in this project, we're going to work on ADA accessibility. So looking at the entrance points and the exit points of the bikeway or the Greenway and also the path itself. We're really going to be focusing on the ability for adaptive bicycling equipment to utilize the Greenway and connect our two cities through that direct pathway from community to community, making sure that people who use adaptive equipment can use it as much as anybody else. So we're really really excited about that. I mean, if you have a chance to look at what modern adaptive bicycling equipment looks like today, it's varied, it's outfitted for any ability or disability, and it's a wide range of equipment that we'll be looking to accommodate.
Okay, so it sounds like it's very inclusive. My guests are Darby Ayres-Flood, Executive Director of the Talent Business Alliance, and Bob Hackett, Executive Director of Travel Southern Oregon. Bob, tourism is often what they call a front door for economic revitalization. How does building outdoor recreation infrastructure like this help change that narrative for other communities that are looking to do similar?
Like you said, we tend to our ideal investments in the tourism community have this sort of catalytic element, right? And that you find partners who have the know-how and the access and the community standing to lean in and create assets that maybe are just either struggling or they just have a ton of potential and they just need to find a way to do it. The investments that we make in a project like this or with the Rogue Valley Mountain Bikers. We have a recreation-ready program just like this out at the Warner Canyon Ski Hill out in Lake County, building out a mountain bike system on a ski hill that's not used all summer. right? So when you talk about how do we get these things to lift communities economically, you're looking at a 24, all season mountain out there in Lake County now. And we all know the weather here is fabulous all the time. This is all season. The economic benefit of getting visitors to come here is ongoing. And
many of them will choose to stay here.
Yeah, and there's a wide variety. It could be families, kids just learning to bike. Might be their first bike ride out on the Greenway. Mm-hmm. Or you can have very experienced people who are like, I'm going to go out to Jacksonville. I'm going to go all the way out to Central Point and loop back. Good. It's all there. It's got all of those ranges.
Yeah, if I could expand on that. The design of that, you asked me earlier, the length of the rides. The design of what we have designed so far is anything from 5 miles to 50 miles. So it really does, as Bob said, it really does accommodate every user, from family to expert. And there's some great hills out there, and there's also real good flat country to ride on.
Well, you said that this project emerged from a destination development strategic plan.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the key partners.
Well, for the strategic plan, that was Talent Business Alliance, as I said earlier, Travel Oregon, and the City of Talent, and then Phoenix Chamber. For this project, we'll be working with a steering committee from Travel Southern Oregon, for the City of Talent, Phoenix Chamber, also a member from Siskiyou Velo Riders, and Jackson County from Parks and Recreation, Steve Lambert out there. Mm-hmm. So this is really, again, one of those really collaborative efforts that bring a lot of different organizations together for a common cause.
Well, I know we're seeing an uptick in the rise of e-bike usage. Will there be any type of infrastructure for, like, charging stations for e-bikes?
Yeah, we're definitely examining that. That's part of the plan. Yeah. E-bikes are a really big sector of who utilizes the Greenway. And so looking at for opportunities for people to, you know, if they're charging their bike, they're stopping and visiting, right? So that's kind of that natural partnership of uses is making sure that those charging stations are somewhere where people can get off their bike and walk around while their bike is.
Or so, have a pizza at Clyde's.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Or a cider at Legends.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love both of those. I've been to Clyde's Corner and, of course, the Foodery and on. So, Bob, this project is currently in phase one. Tell me about this planning process and then what happens after.
Well, the thing that's unique about this program, and I applaud Travel Oregon, you know, for using these state TLT dollars in this way. Oftentimes people think it's just marketing and Google campaigns, and that couldn't be further from the truth. This is the kind of investment of state TLT dollars that actually is looking for ideas that aren't fully baked, right? They don't actually have a strategic plan in place for accomplishment and funding sources to have that happen. This program, and there are only 8 communities across the state over a 2-year period that get to do this. Travel Oregon will bring in key consultants on accessibility, on outdoor rec, and in this case, on the biking community, and just work through the stakeholders. Let's see if there's a there at the end of the 6-8 months of doing that work. Oftentimes, because there's a good filter, there is a there. But you really have got this thing now that is very workable to get to phase two. And then phase two is actually a much, much more significant investment by Travel Oregon in the $100,000 range to activate the plan that the stakeholders have come up with. So those are the 2 different phases for it.
And I have to say that, you know, first of all, my hat is off to Travel Oregon. In my mind, this is very smart investing. This is a way to get, you know, to get investments that work for communities. And I just want to say that, being able to take a project off of a high-level plan like this and refine it to the point where we can actually implement a project, it becomes a catalyst for the rest of the plan and a starting point. And again, you know, in planning, often organizations get stuck there. So having a team of professionals and experts come in and work this kind of opportunity is an extraordinary lift.
Okay, well, we only have about 30 seconds left. How can people get involved?
As we go through the planning process, there'll be some community engagement. We'll make sure that that is notified. So we'll be looking for, and there are organizations that will support that engagement as well.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you both.
Thanks for having us and letting us share.
Yeah, fantastic.
My guests were Darby Ayres Flood, Executive Director of the Talent Business Alliance, and Bob Hackett, Executive Director of Travel Southern Oregon.